This is your be moment, your moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today I'm asking a question. Are you using your time wisely? For me, at times, this is where my real work can lie. Sometimes I'm just lazy, or I allow unnecessary things to consume my time. Other times, I'd find myself watching hours upon hours of television. When I engage in this kind of mindless activity, I am not using my time wisely, and I end up putting off until tomorrow what I should be doing today. Recently, we talked about how God calls us to experience something greater through a new assignment. As excited as I can become about this new path, I can still stir around it and put it off for fear of failure. When I turn to the scriptures, I reflect on how David spent his time. He was a master at using his time constructively. While we know David to be a warrior-like king, he was also a very gifted harp player. David was also a good dancer, and he spent time honing his archery skills. David teaches us two things. First, he is a great example of someone who knew how to use his time wisely. Second, he would never shy away from an assignment God put before him due to fear. Has God put something on your heart to do and you continue to put it off? If so, try starting with small steps and remember these words, "I glorified you on earth, having accomplished the work you gave me to do." John 17:4. Share today's message. Follow us on Instagram at Blues to Blessings and subscribe to the Blues to Blessings YouTube channel for new videos every Wednesday. So today, your time is precious.